I believe the reason God has many names is he's too big for one name. Because God is great big. He's a great big wonderful God. And we've been trying to embrace every aspect of God. We've only covered a percentage. And that's probably, we're close to what we will do. But I want you to know Elohim. That's in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Elohim, the God of power, the God who created, the God of covenant. In the beginning, Elohim. We don't read Hebrew. Your Bible has very little Hebrew, and it's in English. That's good for you, isn't it? He's El Shaddai. He introduced himself to Abraham as El Shaddai. El Shaddai is the God that's more than enough, the God that's all-sufficient. The summary word of El Shaddai is bountiful. He's the bountiful God, the God who has the power to make everything, to do everything, to supply all your need. Jehovah is a self-existent God, the one with neither beginning or ending. Often Jehovah is coupled with another word, the compound names, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, and others. Adonai is different in that it's owner or master. And it's when we embrace God, we embrace him as Adonai, we embrace him as Lord, frequently translated Lord. Now, when I got born again, I was raised in church. I was just 9 years old. I accept Jesus as my Savior. I didn't know anything about Lordship. Never even occurred to me that I didn't know anything about Lordship. You know how that goes? Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Have you ever been there? I was in my 20s when we had a speaker at our church. I was raised in a denominational church. And he was billed as Mr. Sunday School. And he preached a sermon that jarred me to the core. And I suddenly realized what Lord meant. Adonai. Now, if they're talking about an owner of a business, an owner of a cow, or owner of a house, they'd say Adon. But when they say Adonai, it's plural, meaning Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Adonai. And I didn't know that I didn't know anything about Lordship, but that sermon shook me, and I realized that Lordship means to turn everything over to God, to serve him completely and fully, to have no will of your own. Not to ever magnify your desire, but to always follow his. It's complete and full surrender in an aspect that grows over time. I think the more mature you get, the longer you live, the bigger Lordship becomes, the more it expands. Well, I decided I couldn't do that. I'm in my 20s. We have one child at the time, and Joel. I decide I just can't do that. I mean, completely surrender, 100% surrender. Never have anything I want. That's all I could hear. Never have anything you want. Never have anything you want. Never have anything you want. I thought, I can't do it. And because I'm 100% or everything I do 100%, I made up my mind I'm going to drop out of church. I'm not going anymore. I'm not going to be a 50% or a 60%er. Now, I see them everywhere, the 30%ers, the 20%ers, the 50%ers, the 80%ers. I'm not going to be one of those. I'm 100%er or I'm not here. I made up my mind. I'm not going. I was out playing. I hadn't told Wayne that because I didn't figure he would welcome that news, so I didn't tell him. And I was out in the backyard playing kickball with Joel, I think. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, if Jesus is not Lord of your life, Joel will go to hell. Ooh. And I knew, because I knew him, he's a mama's baby. He followed me completely and fully. And I knew what God was saying. You're going to leave the church and he's going to follow you out of church and he will never return. So then I made up my mind, okay, I said, I get it. Jesus is Lord. It wasn't quite as hard as quit drinking coffee, but was close. I was a coffee drinker for many years, drank 24 cups a day. And the Lord began to deal with me about things not having power over my life. You see, if Jesus is Lord, he's the only thing with power over your life. The only thing with power. And so it took me about 3 months. I went to hot tea, which I don't really like, learned to like, didn't really like it. And I drank hot water for a long time. Somehow, some weather calls for hot, you know that? And you can actually drink hot water, warm water, I can. And for years and years, 10, 12 years, I didn't drink any coffee. Totally got over it. And I was at a lady's house. She hadn't seen me in a while, and she knew I'm a coffee drinker. She didn't realize I'm no longer a coffee drinker. See, Jesus has to be Lord over habits. He has to be Lord over words. He has to be Lord over your mouth. So she offered me a cup of coffee, and I drank it, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I thought, whoo, this is wonderful. So I drank coffee, but I was down. Then I only drank, somebody says, you drink a lot of coffee. I said, oh, no, you don't understand at all. I only drink 5 cups a day. I mean, that was an amazing, amazing thing for me. But over time, we came back to that same precipice. The Lord and I don't want you to drink coffee. This has nothing to do with you, coffee. It has to do with my coffee. We're all different, and we follow the Lord as He deals with us. We follow Him in His Word and by His Spirit. And so finally, I just gave up coffee. So sometimes after healing school, we go by the place and have a muffin, and I have hot tea, and Wayne has coffee. Well, a couple of times I thought, I'll just have coffee. Why not? I'll just have coffee. I mean, the smell of coffee is still really nice. But when I got it, I couldn't drink it. I'd lost my taste for it. I have no taste for coffee whatsoever. None. Been totally and completely delivered. See, and as we walk under Adonai, under His ownership, under His lordship, and we become obedient to who He is and how He functions in our life, then He takes the steps that we cannot take to complete our surrender. Do you see that?